Dozens of military personnel gathered at the entrance to 22 Wing CFB North Bay on Wednesday morning. It was not a military exercise, but instead a quick reminder of the importance of mental health. On Bell Let's Talk Day, they gathered to put up the flag to recognize that day, which is another opportunity to talk about mental health, to pass on resources about mental health and eliminate the stigma associated with mental illnesses. Captain Pete Veer, 22 Wing Chaplain, told a personal story that hit home to many who listened to his speech before the flag raising. "In my case as a chaplain, I did not know anyone who was seriously harmed or killed in a training accident or during an incident in an overseas operation, but I do know three people who died through self-harm or through suicide," he said. Statistics Canada revealed earlier this month that suicide impacts people of all ages and backgrounds in Canada. Every year, their numbers show approximately 4,500 people in Canada die by suicide, which is equivalent to 12 people dying by suicide every day. For every person lost to suicide, many more experience thoughts of suicide or attempt suicide. "In many cases, these are preventable," said Veer. "It is people who are reacting to a very painful situation and they are trying to end their pain and not their lives in the majority of cases." Veer, who has been a chaplain for 15 years, believes resources like a new 988 suicide crisis line available across Canada can help. Since 2007, the Canadian Armed Forces have offered the Sentinel program. The program is designed to play an essential role in the detection, prevention, and support of military members in distress. Colonel Richard Jolette, 22 Wing Commander, is a Sentinel himself. He took the volunteer course in 2017 when he was deployed to Kuwait. He admits it helped as he recognized a struggling peer who had stopped going to the gym to work out. "It's those small things that you notice. You know the routine of our peers and that is the strength of the Sentinel program," explained Colonel Jolette. "Peers working side by side with their counterparts and that is really the people that know their friends and colleagues the best. So they potentially see a small change of behavior and they can be that first person to talk with and then seek the resources and services that can help that individual out." Jolette believes days like Bell Let's Talk along with more mental health resources at the newly opened health center will continue to provide support and help bring those suicide numbers down.